Welcome back to the pregame show here on AM 1570 and FM 99.1 KZWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back with you here as joining us on the line now is the head football coach of the Fort Dodge Dodgers, Nick Mosier, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, no problem.
So as we take a look, your team coming out with a very impressive victory week one over Mason City, 36-6. Definitely looked like your team put their foot on the gas and did not take it off whatsoever throughout the contest. A pretty impressive wire-to-wire victory for your ball club to open up the season. And just, you know, in that contest, what are some things that you and the staff saw that stood out to you about what this team was able to come out and accomplish in week one?
Yeah, you know, I think we executed well offensively. I think we had three series where we didn't come up with points. We turned the ball over once, but then got a turnover on the next play again defensively. Had two red zone kind of stops in the fourth quarter, and then I believe again in like the second quarter. So for the most part, executed really well offensively. I thought our effort was really good defensively. We ran to the football well. Played a really good quarterback and athlete from Mason City and did a good job of containing him.
Yeah, and talking about your offense, you got some veteran pieces back from a year ago. Trew McBride, now a senior. You know, he had four total touchdowns, 243 yards through the air on Friday night. Will McElroy is really proved in that opener that he can be a dependable option, a consistent option at tailback as well, with almost 130 yards and a touchdown. And McBride also was able to spread the ball around to a lot of his receivers in multiple ways. And just looking at the offense and the dynamic of how many hands can touch a football, make something happen, how does that make it harder for teams to game plan when you've got an offense where there's so many hands that can touch the football and make you pay?
Yeah, I think our offense starts with Will and Trew. Willie ran for 900 yards last year in really 8.5 games. Trew just continues to get better, you know, as he gets more games under his belt. That was the best game I saw Trew McBride play last Friday, and our plan is to say that, you know, multiple times this year, is that that's the best game that we've seen Trew play. You know, I don't know if we have a number one go-to type receiver. We've got between five or six or seven guys that can go catch a football. You know, I think last week we had seven different guys catch a ball. I think we had an eighth that caught a ball that got called back for holding, and I think we targeted nine guys. So I don't know if we have necessarily, you know, the go-to guy at wide receiver, which is perfectly fine for us because Trew feels comfortable throwing it to about anybody.
And on the defensive side, a lot of conversation from at least outside noise, we'll call it, is about replacing the production of Drayshon Ross. But defense came out, played very well. Jaylen Preston Grady is somebody that jumped off the stat page at me right away. Nine tackles in the game on Friday. Luke Beckley had a couple TFLs, a couple sacks in there as well. And just looking how the defense came together in the opener, just how did that? What expectations did that meet at least for the opener for defensively?
Yeah, for week one, I thought they were good. They weren't great. We had too many penalties, pre-snap penalties that we got to get cleared up. You know, the fortunate thing is we knew since last November that Drayshon Ross and Noah Daniel, who's at the University of Iowa playing football right now, they weren't going to be back. So it wasn't news to us that we weren't going to have them. And, you know, we still got a pretty good group of guys that played a lot of football for us the past 2 years that are coming back as seniors now. So, you know, first week, you know, it was a good game for us. It wasn't a great game. There's definitely areas to improve on.
And shifting the focus ahead to tonight with Webster City, obviously this is a program that your program's become very familiar with over the last handful of years. Your team's able to come away with a victory last year in a defensive slugfest in Webster City, 7-6. And just in your scout of this year's edition of Webster City, we all know obviously what the Lynx want to do, but your scout of this year's edition of Webster City, what stands out to you about this year's team? What does your team have to do to come away with a victory on Friday night?
Yeah, Caleb Hansen's a really good football player. We saw him a year ago. Does a lot of really nice things. The Staley kid we've seen, the Bertrand kid we've seen. You know, so they got a good core of guys coming back at the skill positions offensively, and then they turn around and play, you know, linebacker, safety, or corner. They've got a good group of guys that have been a part of a lot of winning. Grant Aarons is a really good football player for them at defensive end and tight end. So, they have a lot of, history and tradition in Webster City, and a lot of pride, and I know they're going to be ready to go on Friday. We just need to make sure we're ready.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tonight against Webster City.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That was Nick Moser, the head football coach of the Fort Dodge Dodgers, here on our pregame show. We'll talk with Webster City coach Andy Brim next here on AM 1570 and FM 99.1 KZWC.